The heavens smile upon you, dear listener. Either by choice or chance, you have arrived at Idiots Discuss the Universe's Music Review Bonus Podcast Zone. Cast aside your fickle life of indecision and let the IDTU tell you what they think. Welcome to Hit or Shit.
Though I miss that drinking.
Yeah, it's cool, but it's honestly not that great, I think.
There's a moment of it that's great. There's like 20 minutes that's fucking awesome.
And then you're chasing that the rest of the time, basically, by having to keep your blood alcohol level like
rising. Unless you're with like really fun, unless something really fun's going on, and then it kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's a good lift into that.
Sure.
Like my favorite drinking nights were the nights that you forget that you're drinking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Things happen and you just don't get a drink for like an hour because you're having too much fun.
Totally.
Those are the best nights.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good lubrication for fun, but it's not a substitution for fun.
No. Yeah. That's a very good way to put it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People need to remember that more.
Yeah.
Be responsible, everybody.
Be responsible out there. Oh, don't drink too many Bud Lights.
We're not even rolling, are we?
We are rolling.
Oh, we are rolling?
Oh, we're deep in this, gosh.
Let's light this candle then, Spence.
Okay. That's the sound of it lighting. I don't know. Oh, shit, that was dynamite.
All right, so we're going to do a little
hit or shit
tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And what's our musical victim? Who is our musical victim?
Whomst?
Is it a what or a who or a they or a them?
I guess it's more of a what.
It's a what?
It's Psycroptic.
Psycroptic. So that sounds like a band. It's a band, it sounds like to me.
Yeah.
You know who they are. Tell me about them.
Yeah, so they are a metal band, a technical death metal band from like Tasmania, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they've gotten pretty big for, they've toured the world. And they've been around for a while at this point since, I mean, not a while, but as far as technical death metal is concerned, they've been around since like the late 90s.
Forever.
So long.
That's a long time, dude. Late 90s is 20 years. That's a long term band.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Especially if you're from Tasmania.
Seriously. Yeah. And they've had an interesting trajectory, and they've got two brothers, the guitarist. They've got kind of a Van Halen situation going on, actually. The guitarist is one brother and the drummer is the other.
Okay.
And but they sound nothing like Van Halen, other than they're very technically proficient.
Right, right.
And yeah, I don't know. I really like them, but they definitely fall into the trap of kind of having a lot of their stuff sound the same.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But
I honestly don't think I've ever heard them or of them. I think I've heard that like death metal's big down like in Southeast Asia and like all around like India and that sort of thing.
Indonesia.
Like it's really growing. Yeah.
It's huge in Indonesia.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's growing, I think, all over the world. It's huge in South America. It's huge in Japan. It's huge in Europe.
Huh.
It's the States where that has really kind of like, it's huge in the States too. I mean,
but people are still a little standoffish too.
Oh yeah, it's the screaming. They're just not down with the screaming.
I get it.
I get it too.
Yeah, because those places have like horrible, ugly sounding languages.
Yeah,
that's not true. That's not true.
No,
but it is sort of true.
Double down on it, Craig.
You know, it is to some degree like they're more used to hearing more unpleasant noises.
I don't think you can say that just because
Spain, that's science.
What about Spain?
About Spain?
They have Spanish. I think Spanish is more beautiful than
English.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Sí. Cuanto pienso en tu cuerpo no puedo.
Well, you're saying it like Ricardo.
Well, that's what
Montalban.
I'm saying. I mean, like you can't speak English like that. You just sound like a fucking dillweed. I mean, creep. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I try to overpronounce.
I guess that's what English people are doing.
I don't know.
Overpronounce everything. You see, it just sounds like.
But they don't thrill their arms.
The thrill. Yes. You sound
I don't
like
know.
A. I don't know.
I don't know. I think you're probably right that I don't know what I'm talking about.
You know what? I like hearing you say that.
You're not going to hear it very often,
the sound of that.
I think here, Spence, you might have called me on shit that was just totally.
Huzzah!
Enjoy it.
I'm doing my own sound effects. I need like a board. I need one really badly.
Yeah, we need to invest in a board.
So Psycroptic is very, very talented dudes. They are very talented dudes. They were actually just in Portland, and they just released the album As the Kingdom Drowns.
Okay.
And I hear this one's a little more melodic than a lot of their past efforts. So it's cool that they're heading into some newer territory.
Okay.
So I'm curious. I've heard one other song from it. And it's just very like pummeling and heavy, but.
You've heard one song from this album already?
Yeah, I've heard a song from this album. I forget which one it was. It was We Were the Keepers.
Okay.
Yeah.
And which one are we listening to today?
But today we're listening to Frozen Gaze.
Frozen Gaze.
And like G-A-Z-E, not G-A-Y-S. That would... you shouldn't have thought that, and you're fucked up for thinking that out there. Because I know you were.
I didn't at all. I looked at you like, what?
No, I didn't mean you, so Craig. I meant our listeners out there.
Oh, those horrible people out there.
Those degenerates just listening to this. Ugh. No, they're wonderful people.
Banish those awful thoughts.
Banish.
Monsters.
Push them.
You monsters. You
cretins. You're probably going to like Psycroptic. That's what I think, which is actually a good thing. So I want to listen to it.
All right, let's do it. It's funny, I ask you a question. Like, is there a common thing in like death metal and the people that do the screaming? Are there medical risks of doing that sort of deal, like singing like that repeatedly over a period of years?
Yeah, I mean, there's
does been, it happen? Does it happen ever?
There's been quite a few people who hurt their voices doing it and have to take breaks off tours, but so do. Most vocalists,
sure.
You know.
Sure. There's nothing more dangerous about doing that guttural singing than the regular singing.
I think there is because there's more power and like force involved, more air.
And it hits a different part of your diaphragm and stuff that like normal singing does.
Right. Well, so I think there's a very proper technique. There's a very correct way to do it.
Uh-huh.
And Melissa Cross was the person to kind of pioneer that and have like a school, and she's the one who a lot of these metal vocalist screamers have taken lots of lessons and tutoring from, like professional guys, because she shows how to basically push it down into your diaphragm so it's not happening on your vocal cords, because that's what will fuck you up is if it's all like happening in the throat. You're just shredding those like very, you know, thin sort of delicate muscles.
Sure.
But if like that grumble can kind of come from deep down in the belly, then basically you're using a ton of air, or you breathe in a ton of air, you've got it trapped in there, and you're like basically compressing it in your diaphragm, so you're you know, it's like a lot of air coming out of a very like small space, and then you shape that sound with your mouth, kind of,
right?
And so that's supposedly the way you can do it without hurting yourself.
Yeah, see, that was interesting. I didn't know that you could do that do that sort of singing from that diaphragm as much as you needed the neck and that sort of thing to do it with.
I think you still
need it. I was listening to this one with that idea that they'd been around doing this music for 20 years, and that's something that struck me, is that they're still doing that style, and it still sounds, you know, it doesn't sound like there's been, you know what I'm saying, they're not like lightening up on it in any way.
So totally.
I thought that was interesting.
That was fucking heavy. Yeah.
Very
pretty
heavy.
Pretty relentless as far as the drumming and the riffage.
What did you think of it as a refined viewpoint before we get to my generalizations?
You know, I think Psycroptic is immensely talented, but there are times when it just kind of falls a little flat for me with them.
In what way?
Like, I guess just sometimes in the songwriting and the riffs, sometimes it just starts to blend together, or I'll kind of like find myself fading out a little bit. Like the songs will be a little too long, or they'll be repeating I don't know what it is. Like, and maybe it's my interest in metal, 'cause I've like listened to so much of it. It's gotta be kind of like, I don't know. I don't want to sound so fucking pretentious, but I just like stuff that's a little more off kilter than this.
I didn't get a whole lot of like, I saw a lot of old ideas expertly handled.
Totally.
You know, there's no solid complaints to any of this song, really. And that's kind of almost the problem of it. There's nothing that you're like, well, do I like that or do I not like that about that? Or there's no question about all of it, because it's all kind of stuff that I'd heard before. And I don't know if it's because they're from another country and so they have to like be that thing for their national audience or whatever, you know, or like we have to be like that, you know, the generic, we're like the big generic death metal thing for our fan base or whatever, and then it sounds pretty derivative everywhere else, you know, maybe that's what's going on.
Well, that's entirely possible just because of how long they've
been
around.
But it was really well done. Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, like, some of the fills and stuff I thought were quite... I do, too.
I still think it's
a hit. There were parts of it I truly enjoyed.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. And, like, I like how they slowed it down at times and kind of... Yeah, it's just very well done.
Yes.
You know, I enjoyed it. But, again, it was kind of like the... from a couple episodes ago, what was the name of that metal band? The Chainsaw... Chainsaw
Bloodbath.
Bloodbath was kind of had that same sort of thing. To them,
definitely.
Is it not a lot of new ideas, but like these ideas are good ideas that you're doing.
Yeah,
and I like these ideas. I've always liked these.
They're both of those bands in a way are upholding the traditional death metal banner.
Sure,
you know? Bloodbath more so. I
like that. You know, it's not something that I want to hear out and listen to more like 10 more songs of it, because I don't. You know,
I guess that's where Psycroptic gets a little bit. Too much. Not too much, but just kind of boring for me, honestly. Like, I can't stress enough how talented and fucking insane musicians they are.
Because
live, it's so fucking tight. You know, it's like kind of that Pantera level. You know, there's something when there's brothers, dude, they fucking play so well together.
And a band, in addition, for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Totally. And, but at the same time, you know, a full album of that gets a little kind of bleeds together a little bit. Yeah, that's just the big thing for me.
Yeah. Because there's nothing new sparking that, hitting that nerve, waking you up, you know,
But it's fucking overall, kick-ass metal.
Yeah. I agree. It's a hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to go into a fucking pit and run around in a circle like a crazy Neanderthal.
Yeah. It's fun. It's fun. Great music. So check it out. What's the name of the album again?
The name of the album is As the Kingdom Drowns.
As the Kingdom
by
Drowns.
By Psycroptic. We listened to the song Frozen Gate, and there's 8 other crazy, probably pummeling, probably apocalyptic tracks on this album.
Rock your face off.
Rock your face off. You don't need that face.
Rock it off. Rock it off.
You rock it off, and you fucking hide it in a bush.
Hide it in a bush.
Just go for someone to find. Oh, jeez.
There's somebody's face that rocks off.
That face been rocked clean off. It's just sitting there in a bush.
Well, should we call somebody?
Damn it, who are we going to call? The face police? Well,
I guess that's been it for this episode. That was a... We should do like a hillbilly skit sometime.
We just slipped into that so easily. The alternate reality.
The curious hillbillies.
Yeah.
That'd be a great skit series.
That would be.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? You know something?
What, Spencer?
I've been wondering, why in the hell do hookahs come in mostly fruity flavors?
Well, maybe it's because a bunch of fruits is smoking them. No.
Damn.
No, that's
you're like a prejudiced redneck. See, I was going to be more of a scientifically inclined redneck where I'm kind of like, I talk like this, but I'm actually really a proponent.
So you just want to do our normal shit just in those accents.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Oh. We're not. I can't listen to that.
I'm yeah, sorry. You're right. I'm sorry, everyone out there, for me.
No, it's great. It's great. But I just think of hours of that accent for both of us.
No.
It would be like watching Hee Haw.
I don't mean that we should do all of IDTU like that.
Well, that's what you were describing.
Oh.
You're like, I didn't want to be a prejudiced redneck. I wanted to be like a curious scientific talk about interesting things redneck. And I'm like, so you just want to do like our normal show with that accent?
Yeah, it's a new segment where we just do the show, but we're rednecks. It's not like any different other than that. And
maybe we could have like a section where like a sound effect comes in and we just become rednecks for a while. We're like entering the redneck zone.
Yeah, it's like some Garth Brooks starts playing and a lone tumbleweed blows across the scene. And you hear a prairie dog chirping.
Oh, I like it. I like it. Let's get to work on that.
I think we can make it happen.
I think we can too.
Again, I'm so sorry, everyone out there. I am so deeply sorry for you having to listen to this, but you know what? That's what's happening right now. So really, I think it's you. You need to think about your life.
Yeah, that's what you get here. Yeah, on Idiots Discuss the Universe. Shit, you get what you get.
Are you surprised?
You listen to this shit.
You clicked on it.
That's what you're doing.
You clicked on something called Idiots Discuss the Universe.
This is how you're running your life. Well, I don't know what kind of fucking results you think you're gonna get.
What were you expecting?
I mean, really. Seriously, let's all just take a step back and think about
this. Let's really examine our lives and then
get on our fucking Instagram and follow that shit.
Yeah, then just immediately forget about it
and send us some comments.
Yeah, just immediately push it down into the dark place.
Yeah, God bless America.
God bless us one and all.
Well, Spence, I think we've covered it. Oh, whatever it was we were talking about.
Yeah, no, I think that's about that. Yeah. That's about the case right there.
I do.
So everyone should, hit up the Instagram.
That's really what it's all about.
It's really what it comes down to.
Hit up the Instagram.
And you know what you should do there? You should just send us vitriol. just pure human hatred in direct message form.
Because otherwise, you know, we think that everyone agrees with every word that we say.
Yeah, if I hear nothing, I'm just assuming
everybody agrees with everything.
I'm 100% right.
Oh, there's another one that everybody fucking agrees with. Mm-hmm. Everything that we said. Yeah. That's what we think. We love it.
It's actually pretty nice.
It is. All right, Spencer. Well, good night.
Good night, Craig.
The Universe is recorded in the IDTU studios located in Portland, Oregon. All opinions and commentary has been carefully researched by the technicians and scholars of IDTU Research Academy, and therefore should be greeted with healthy skepticism and disbelief. No idiots were harmed during the making of this podcast.